Something that isn't quite so nice sounding is our old friend the Equaliser.
Ah, he's back. Is he? he's back.
Despite my best efforts, he's back for a third instalment in, guess what, Equaliser 3.
Mm.
Now, cinema goers pining for the glory days of those gleefully brutal, finger-twisting, skull-smashing, limb-snapping Steven Seagal films, Taken movies and 80s video nasties like The Exterminator can rest easy because the Equaliser series has picked up the mantle. Now, in these self-righteous, right-wing, wet-dream revenge fantasies, Denzel Washington features as the mercurial Robert McCall, a former special ops assassin who, unencumbered by laws of the land, logic or physics, creeps around inflicting eyeball-stabbing justice on snarling, scenery-chewing criminals. Now, in his latest jaunt, he's in Sicily and Naples, cutting a sway through a mafia drug operation. Now, after a ludicrously easy slaughter of supposedly heavily armed killers at a kind of drug den farmhouse, McCall opts for a sojourn in a picturesque Neapolitan village. And the film starts to resemble George Clooney's The American as McCall imbibes the local flavours and ingratiates himself to the likeable townsfolk. McCall soon has the chance to satiate his bloodlust, though, as more neck-tattered thugs turn up, ready to stand there gormlessly as Denzel casually bashes, stabs, shoots, and decapitates them. Now, the quieter section of The Equaliser 3 almost tricks us into thinking it'll be a better film, as it features decent production values, moody cinematography, and showcases the attractive seaside village setting, and introduces us to some actual believable humans among the villagers. Eventually, though, it becomes apparent we're just watching a tired video nasty tarted up with some art house trappings.
Mm.
And Denzel is, of course, a well-credentialed actor and good enough that with a decent script, he could have made McCall an interestingly nuanced character. Unfortunately, as McCall approaches his grisly work with the calculated malevolence of the abominable Dr. Fibes, Denzel achieves the remarkable feat of making us root for the bad guys.
Oh, no.
Now, apparently, we're supposed to cheer McCall's righteous rampage, but he's simply unlikable. And when he's not eviscerating people, he's spouting ludicrous half-assed philosophies, stroking his bald noggin like Colonel Kurtz from Apocalypse Now. Or even at one point, warbling this strange ditty as he's prancing along killing someone. As the CIA agent who assists McCall, Dakota Fanning briefly elevates the film with a typically convincing performance, but she's not given enough to do. She's really just there to bear witness to the mysterious tough man's phenomenal skills and resourcefulness, and the message that apparently nothing says moral high ground like embedding a meat cleaver in someone's skull.
Mm.
The Equaliser 3 has some encouraging moments that may even inspire a few tourist trips to stunning Naples, but scrub the glossy surface of this film and we find the same old reactionary bollocks.